Here was the flurry of interest that Dr. Shapiro mentioned. It lasted over the course of about a month and a half. I slowed down and perused the visitors' names. Most were unfamiliar to me. One of them I recognized. Chapter 115. My cell phone and Vermont seemed to hate each other. Apparently, this was the land of no signal. I found a payphone instead, called Agent Page in Los Angeles, and had him patch in LAPD. A minute later, we had Maddox Fielding's office on the line, but no Fielding. What a surprise. "You know what?" I said to the nameless lieutenant on the line. "Screw it. Transfer us over to Detective Gene Galletta." "What's going on?" Page asked me again, while we were on hold with LAPD. Then I heard another voice on the line. "Gene Galletta? Is this Alex?" "Gene, it's Alex, all right. Carl Page from the L.A. Bureau office is on the line, too. I'm in Vermont. I think I have important news on the Mary Smith case." "I think I may have another connection for you. A murder in Vancouver," Gene said. "What are you doing all the way up in Vermont?" "Hold that thought about Vancouver. Please find Fielding, or do whatever you have to, but someone needs to pick up Michael Bell for questioning. Michael Bell, Marty Lowenstein Bell's husband." "What?" Gene sounded incredulous. Then Page swore, obviously muffling the receiver. I gave them a very quick rundown of my last 2 days up here, then finally the names on the visitor log at the state hospital. "He knows Mary Constantine. He's visited her here in Vermont before. Several times, actually."